It's time now for high school football on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Good evening and welcome, everyone. Nate Lull with you here tonight on WCDO as we come to you live from Green Central School. This is one of the biggest games of the year that we've had here on CDO in terms of local high school football. We're glad to bring it to you as Green is 5-1 and they are hosting the undefeated 6-0 Harpersville Afton Hornets. I want to welcome everybody into the Chambers and O'Hara kickoff show. Of course, Cork and the crew are on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. For all your transportation needs, including rentals, you can rely on Chambers and O'Hara. Of course, Cork and the staff wish the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best here in tonight's game. Let's quickly get in our Section 4 disclaimer that this broadcast is a presentation of WCDO Sports with rights granted by Section 4. Any rebroadcast or republication of this programming without written consent of Section 4 is strictly prohibited. We'll take a quick break, but both teams out on the field here warming up. Harpersville Afton, of course, as we said, is 6-0 and looking to cap off the regular season undefeated. If you're Green, both these teams are in the playoffs, which will start next week. This is the last regular season contest, but Green, of course, trying to improve where they might be seated. And, of course, Harpersville Afton wants to stay undefeated and perhaps get that number one seed in the Section 4 Class D playoffs just a week away from now. So we'll be right back on WCDO.
The doors are always open at Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center of Sydney. Yes, the doors are always open. But wait, let's rephrase that. Doors to our vehicles are unlocked and available for you to open 24/7, 365. Every vehicle is also clearly marked in price, mileage, miles per gallon, features, and what we call seller's notes with monthly payments and warranty information. So while you consider a new-to-you car, truck, SUV, minivan, or crossover, remember the doors are always open at Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, where we care about each and every customer each and every day.
Are you fed up with overpriced insurance? Then it's time to visit the Rinker Insurance Agency of Afton. At Rinker Insurance, our insurance specialists can review your current policy to see that you have adequate coverage for the most reasonable price. We handle all forms of insurance from auto, motorcycle, and snowmobile insurance to homeowners, life, and business. So if you're fed up with overpriced insurance, stop by the Rinker Agency at 191 Main Street in Afton or call 639-1930. The Rinker Agency proudly supports high school athletics on WCDO.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. Nate Lull with you here tonight on WCDO. My normal broadcast partner, Tim Cutting, has the night off, so it's just me tonight here on CDO, a solo mission for one of the biggest games of the year. And as we said, this is week 7, the last regular season week here as the playoffs will start next weekend, and it's going to be very interesting. There's a playoff point system which determines how a lot of these teams are going to be seeded. I think Harpersville Afton, if they can win here tonight, would wrap up the number one seed, especially with that big win they had just a week ago over Class B Shenango Valley, 20-7 on the road. That's some big points within that system which will help them get the number one seed if they can win here tonight. Of course, Green, they have a great resume as well at 5-1 and want to move on and get in a good playoff seat as well. We're going to pause for the national anthem, and we'll be right back with Green and Harpersville Afton here on CDO.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Finding a contractor that you can trust can be difficult, but not when you rely on Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From custom building and expert remodeling, including kitchens and baths, as well as plumbing, heating, and electrical work, Cohen and Fraser Builders see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426. Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin.
When it's time to paint, it's time to visit the paint experts at Village Variety Main Street Unadilla. For over 35 years, we've been the area's Benjamin Moore paint store. We can match the color you want from a 1-inch square sample. Village Variety carries 15 different Benjamin Moore paint lines, and all of our Regal Select Latex paints are 100% VOC compliant, helping to protect the environment. And if you need a vapor barrier for your bathroom, kitchen, or laundry room to avoid moisture problems, we can help there too. Village Variety, your Benjamin Moore paint store, Main Street, Unadilla. We know paint.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. Nate Law with you tonight here on WCDO. Of course, want to welcome into the Chambers and O'Hara kickoff show. Cork and the crew, Route 7, Riverside, and Sydney. Great selection over there right now. On the lot, as we were driving here tonight, I just saw that Cork was unloading a big truck of new vehicles that were on the lot there over on Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. So stop by and see Cork and the crew. Of course, they wish the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best here in tonight's game. Great spot for rentals, too. So if you're maybe going to go away for the holidays, take a trip for Thanksgiving coming up here next month, make sure you stop over there to Chambers and O'Hara. So both teams are out for the coin toss here. As we are live from Green Central School here, a beautiful night, a little chilly, but that's what you expect once you get to week 7 here of high school football. So Green, of course, is in the green tops with the black pants. They have the green helmets with the white trim, and it has their numbers and white lettering across the side of the helmet there. Harper Zalapton is in the road uniforms here tonight, the white top with the navy blue pants, the navy blue helmet with the gold trim, says Hornets across the side there. And this has been such a great year for both of these teams. We've seen both of them here on the radio so far this year. We saw Harper Zalapton when they took on Sydney just a couple of weeks ago on a Saturday in Harpersville, and that was a great game where Harper Zalapton jumped out to an early 20-0 lead. Sydney stormed back and made it 22-20, and then in the second half the Hornets were able to just hold off the Sydney Warriors, who have so many weapons. Green, on the other hand, we saw them on a drizzly, rainy night just a couple of weeks ago in Sydney at Alumni Field. That was a back-and-forth affair that finally Green was able to pull away in the second half due to some great running by Luke Erickson, and Zach Orzel would not be denied on a couple of goal-line opportunities. And the Green Trojans were able to win that one 30-20. So certainly a great night there for Green. The only blemish on the Green record so far here this season was a loss here at home to Class B Owego, 20-12 in week 4. And, you know, you got to give Harper Zalapton and Green credit that they would go out the way the schedule fell, playing two Class B teams. Of course, Harper Zalapton playing Shenango Valley on the road last week and winning 20-7. I think that's a good test, because some of the other teams they've played in Class D really haven't been close games. In fact, I was looking up a stat here today that Harper Zalapton has outscored their opponents 253-95, and Green has outscored their opponents 208-76. So they've had some lopsided wins on the season. So it was good for them to have some of those tight ball games, and we certainly expect this one to be tight here tonight as well. So Green is going to receive to start things off here. Of course, they will go right to left on your radio dial. They're in the green uniforms with the black pants and the green helmet. Harper Zalapton, as we said, the white tops, the navy blue pants, and the navy blue helmet, says Hornets in gold lettering across the side of the helmet there. So we are set. All the anticipation, all the waiting is over here tonight, as we will do battle between Harper Zalapton and Green under the lights here at Green Central School. Opening kickoff is a little squib kick that is knocked down very nicely by Green, and they're going to have excellent field position right about their own 45-yard line. Is that with Mitchell Walters? You know, you see a lot of these teams do these little squib kicks now, and Walters was right there, caught it in the chest, and fell down. So always dangerous with those squib kicks, that you never know how it's going to bounce. You might not be able to play it that well, but good job there by Walters. Excellent field position for the Trojans, as they will have the ball to start things off. And a scoreless game, first possession of the night here for the Trojans. Zach Orzel is in the shotgun, and he'll have a little quarterback keeper to the right side, and the Hornets are right there to bring him down. Maybe a gain of one on the play, and you can see these boys are ready to go. A big swarming tackle there on Orzel on first and 10. And so we'll see here tonight. Both these teams have very good, very strong, very big lines, and I think it might come down to a war in the trenches and who can win that and open it up best for their running game. Of course, Luke Erickson is one of the featured backs here for Green. Harper's the last and has a stable of guys that like to run the ball. So we'll see how it goes here tonight. Another quarterback keeper here on 2nd and 10 for Orzelli. Gets to the outside, but he's tripped up there by Josh Wilson of Harper's the last and who was coming up from the safety position and just made the shoestring tackle on Orzel because he was very close to getting to the outside edge. So clock is moving. We're 1 minute into the contest. It's going to be a 3rd and 8 here for the Green Trojans on the opening possession of the ball game as they are near midfield on that Trojans logo going right to left. Ball is on the 49-yard line. They're still in their own territory here on 3rd and 8. We'll see if the Trojans decide to go to the air. Here is Orzel, the quarterback for Green in the shotgun. He's going to hand off here to Coy Austin, who runs to the right side. Pickup of about 2 to 3 yards, but no more than that is the Harper's Zelastin defense again. The Hornets swarming on him right there, and so this is going to bring up about a 4th and 6, 4th and 7 here for Green, and they're going to punt it away. So 10:20 to go here, first quarter. We're scoreless, and Green tries 3 runs on their opening possession, and it looks like they will punt it away here as Josh Wilson is standing back on the Harper's Zelastin 20-yard line. No, they're going to throw a little trickery here, and it's a completed pass to Mitchell Walters. It was actually intended for Logan Kennedy, it looks like, for Green. Went up and over his hands and right into the hands of Mitchell Walters, and that'll move the chains. I don't think anybody was expecting that. I thought, well, maybe they'll throw a little trick or a little wrinkle in there, but boy, a good play there by Walters to catch that ball and give Green a first down. So they, instead of punting, they go for it on 4th and 7 and move the chains. They're now into Harper's Zelastin territory at the 38-yard line. Clock is still moving. 9:45 to go, first quarter. We're scoreless. They hand off to Luke Erickson, and his first carry of the night, he's brought down after a gain of about 2. And I say he was brought down, but he was really just kind of stopped there with his momentum, and the Zebra crew had to whistle it dead. Erickson does not go down lightly at all. We've seen him numerous times this year, and he is just a big back that doesn't like to go down. Only about 6 foot tall, maybe 6'1", but just as a bruising runner. 9:20 to go, first quarter. Scoreless between Green and Harper's Zelastin. Nate Lull with you here tonight on CDO, also WCDOsports.com. They'll hand it off to Nate Erickson to the right side, a little sweep. And Erickson's going to turn the corner and get the ball for Green down to about the 31-yard line here. And that clock is continuing to move. We're down to 9 minutes to go, first quarter. Scoreless between Green and Harpersville Afton. So in case you just joined us, Harpersville Afton was awaiting a punt on 4th down, and Green instead threw a little trick play at him and was able to move the chain. So that has kept this drive alive for the Trojans here on their home field. Ball is about the Harpersville Afton 31. Green going right to left on your radio dial with 8:35 to go, first quarter. Orzel in the shotgun, waiting for the snap. Gets it off to Erickson. Hard to see if he exactly handed it off or if he kept it on the little QB keeper, but runs right into the wall there of the Harpersville Afton defense. So this is going to bring up a 4th and 2, it looks like, here for the Green Trojans. Still a scoreless ball game here. That clock continues to move in the first quarter. They've chewed up about 4 minutes so far. And on a 4th and 2, Orzel brings in the play from the Green sideline. You're deep enough now in the Harper's Zelastin territory that it looks like you can certainly go for it here. So Orzel again is in the shotgun. We'll see if he does the keeper. He's got Erickson to his right. Again, a QB keeper onto the far side. He shakes a tackle, and he's going to be very close to the first down. And we'll see what the officials say here. Boy, the Hornets had him in the backfield, and some good hard running broke it free, and he got around the corner. And we'll see if what the official spot is here. 7:44 to go here in this first quarter, and we are scoreless here between Green and Harpersville Afton. And it looks like they're going to call that he was a little short there on the 4th down, and so it's going to be a turnover on downs. And Harpersville Afton will get the ball for the first time here tonight. So good job by Green to move the ball there, and they got down deep into Harpersville Afton territory before the drive stalled. So on 1st and 10, a handoff to Josh Wilson here for Harpersville Afton. He cuts it to the left side here as the Hornets go left to right, and he's brought down after a gain of about 7 on the play. And they're actually going to give him about 8 or 9, so it's going to be a 2nd and 1 for Josh Wilson. and the Harpers, the Laughton Hornets. And he is a guy that kind of reminds me a lot of a Jesse Manuel from Tioga a year ago, a shorter guy, kind of disappears into the line, and then he pops out of nowhere. 7 minutes to go, first quarter. We're scoreless between Green and Harpers, the Laughton. A run on second and one, and right up the middle here for Wilson, and he's brought down as he gets to midfield, but that's easily enough for a first down here for the Harpers, the Laughton Hornets. And that was exactly what I was talking about a play ago. He disappeared into the line, and you think, okay, he's going to get stuffed for a loss, and finally he just barrels out of the center of it and picks up an extra 5 or 6 yards. So the ball up to midfield is Harpers, the Laughton, with their first try of the night as they go left to right. A scoreless ball game here between the Trojans and the Hornets on WCDO. Thanks for joining us. First and 10 here for Harpers, the Laughton, and Tyler King with the pitch to the far side for Madison Hoover. He gets to the edge, and Hoover diving his way forward across the 45 down to about the Green 43. And this just shows you some of the weapons that Harpers, the Laughton has. Of course, you have Josh Wilson, you have Madison Hoover, you have Mitchell Wiest, and Tyler King, their quarterback, can run the ball very well, too. So there's four guys. It's very hard to key on anybody when running the ball here for Harpers, the Laughton. It has to be a tough assignment for this Green Trojans defense, but if there's one locally that's up to the task, I would say the Trojans are it. 6:10 to go here, first quarter. We're scoreless between Green and Harpers, the Laughton. Second and four for Harpers, the Laughton. Wilson is in motion. They pitch it to him at midfield. Cuts back left side, 45, and then he's upended. Great play there by the Green defense. And that looked like Brevin Gilmore was in there on the tackle, as well as Isaac Haddock. As it certainly looked like Wilson was going to get to the edge, and then he just went flying up in the air. Fast-moving first quarter here, folks. 5:40 to go in this first quarter. Third and two here for the Hornets. They are in Green territory. Ball is down to about the 43-yard line here as they go left to right. They're in the white tops, the navy blue pants, and the navy blue helmets. With 5.5 to go first quarter in a scoreless game. King is going to pitch this one here. And Harpers, the Laughton again with the ball, and Madison Hoover from left to right barrels his way down the right wing and across the 40 to about the 37. Good for a first down, and Harpers, the Laughton continues to move the chains here. Very nice run there by Hoover, and it's kind of a thunder and lightning type of situation. You have Hoover, who's a bigger guy, kind of reminds me of Erickson on the other side of the ball for Green, and then you have the smaller guy, Josh Wilson, who's just 5'8", 155 pounds. Scary thing is that Wilson is still just a junior, and we saw what he did in his sophomore campaign a year ago for a Harpers, the Laughton team that made the playoffs. First and 10 here for the Hornets. 4:50 to go, first quarter, in a scoreless game. Drops back. King is going to throw across to the left side. He's got a receiver, and it's intercepted here by the Green Trojan. Coy Austin will pick it off here, and let's see what the call is here on that far side. And it looks like on the return, he just stepped out of bounds. So a big turnover here by Harpers, the Laughton, after they were putting together a nice drive. But Coy Austin was back in the secondary for Green and picked it off at the 10-yard line. And the Trojans will get the ball back. So both teams have had one possession here tonight, and nobody has been able to score. So 4:42 to go first quarter. Scoreless between Harpers, the Laughton, and Green. And we got a nice ball game here tonight on CDO as we expected. Again, WCDOsports.com, you can go there anytime and listen to these broadcasts, courtesy of SFCU. At SFCU, it's all about you. We have our game audio archive. Go there anytime and just click on the link and listen back to any game for free, courtesy of SFCU. So after the Coy Austin interception, Green is going to be going right to left. They'll start at their own 10-yard line. And here is Orzel. He's under center, and little quarterback keeper again up the middle, and he's stuffed after about a gain of one. So Green, I think a lot of times here in this first quarter, is using Erickson almost as a decoy, faking that handoff to him, hoping that maybe Harpers, the Laughton, is going to bite on the fact that they're so interested in stopping the run game of Erickson, and that maybe that will open some things up for Orzel, who is a very shifty runner. But so far, Harpers, the Laughton, has done a good job, stayed at home, and followed their assignments. Clock continuing to move. 4 minutes to go here in the first quarter. We're scoreless between Green and Harpers, the Laughton, here tonight on CDO. They'll hand it off to Erickson as he will cut out to the left wing here, lowers his shoulder, and he's going to be very close to a first down as he busted through about three Harper's the last in defenders there before they brought him down. And that's going to be enough to move the chain. So a nice pickup of 10 yards there for Luke Erickson. And that's what I mean. He might have gotten the contact when he was still about 3 to 4 yards away from the first down. But just that momentum and the power that Erickson has, able to carry him enough for the first down. That also is important. It gets Green away from their own goal line and up to about their own 20-yard line. 3:40 to go, first quarter. Scoreless between the Trojans and the Hornets. They hand off to Coy Austin. A little sweep to the right side, trying to get to the edge. But the Hornets are there to bring him down. And again, nice job by this Harper Zilafton defense, as that looked like it was Greg Akulis helping out with the tackle on that far side, as well as Tyler King. Of course, Tyler King, the Harper Zilafton quarterback, was named our Chobani WCDO Athlete of the Month for September, as he led, of course, Harper Zilafton to an undefeated record. And he had 5 touchdowns in that game against Seton Catholic, where Harper Zilafton put up 73 points. So they are an offense that certainly can go, go, go. Here's Green on 2nd and 7. They're going to go to the air. They toss one up to the far side for Coy Austin. Catches it at the 50. He's off to the races, to the 20, to the 10. And this is going to be a Green Trojans touchdown with 2:45 to go in the first quarter. A 70-yard bomb, and Coy Austin brings it in here for the Green Trojans. Boy, and that was a well-thrown ball there by Zach Orzel. And Coy Austin was right there for, I would say, about a 75-yard TD catch. Caught it in stride. It was right on the money. And there was two Harper Zilafton defenders right there. So that ball had to be perfectly placed. Looked over his left shoulder. There it was, and he brought it in. And Green gets the first strike of the night. And they lead 6-0 with 2:47 to go in this first quarter. And so here is this interesting play that Green likes to run for a two-point conversion. We call it the gate, as the line is all the way to the left side of the field, but the ball is in the middle, and they snap it with no line. And Coy Austin is going to try to lean his way forward, but Harper Zilafton has obviously seen this on tape, and they sniff it out there, and they stop the two-point conversion. Either way, a 75-yard touchdown from Orzel to Coy Austin, and Green leads Harper Zilafton 6-0. With 2:47 to go in the first quarter, I'm Nate Lull, and we'll be right back here on WCDO.
For over 20 years, Lang Trucking has provided residential and commercial garbage service to Delaware, Shenango, and Otsego counties. We're proud of our family-run business. We take care of special needs of the individual and offer house calls to seniors or assistance after surgery or rehab stay. If you're moving or house cleaning, our one-time pickup could be the perfect solution for you. So if locally owned and operated is important to you, give us a call at Lang Trucking at 895-6365. Owned and operated by us. The Langs. Lang Trucking of Guilford proudly supports high school football on WCDO.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. Nate Lowe with you here tonight on WCDO, live under the lights from Green High School. 2:47 to go first quarter, and Green strikes first in this battle of state-ranked Class D Section 4 teams, and they lead 6-0. A 75-yard touchdown pass from Zach Orzel to Coy Austin. He caught it at about midfield, and it was just a foot race from there. And Coy Austin with some great speed. We saw it in the Sydney game a few weeks ago. And he was into the end zone for 6. And so Green is going to kick off here. They do this little trickery thing with the kickoff, too. They all huddle up, and then they run up to the line like they're going to kick it, and then they don't. And we saw that a couple of weeks ago against Sydney as well. They did kick it once. They tried a little onside kick, but they do it almost every time that they kick the ball off. We'll keep an eye on that here tonight as well. They finally do get the squib kick, and this one goes up to about the 35-yard line for Harper Zilafton, where they fall on it, and that's where the Hornets will go back to work. So the Harper Zilafton Hornets trailing 6-0 here to the Green Trojans with 2:44 to go in this first quarter. Now, if you remember, Harper Zilafton was moving the ball very, very well on that first drive. They got deep in Green territory, down to about the 30. And when they tried their first pass of the night, it was intercepted by, guess who, Coy Austin. So Austin already has an interception and a touchdown tonight here in the first quarter. So maybe he's going to go for one of our WCDO postgame awards. He's off to a great start. 2:45 to go first quarter. Green 6, Harper Zilafton nothing. Harper Zilafton will hand it off here to Wilson on the far side. And again, he's going to pick up about 4 yards on the play. and he pushes his way out over the 40 to the 41 as Harpersville Afton is trying to work their way towards midfield. Clock continues to move down to 2:25 to go here in the opening quarter. And it's a packed house here tonight, folks. You look on the far side of the field, and the bleachers are completely full. Everybody's standing along the fence. The bleachers here in front of the press box is full. And this is what Friday Night Lights is all about. This is great. Coming up on 2 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Second and five for the Hornets. As again, they'll hand off to the far side and pushing the pile forward for about 2 yards. Let's see who comes off the bottom of the pile here for Harpersville Afton. And that was going to be Mitchell Wiest, or Madison Hoover, excuse me. So Hoover comes off the bottom of the pile there. So this is going to be a third and short, about a third and two for the Hornets. Ball is at their own 45-yard line. I don't think Walters was there to make that tackle, as well as Gilmore for the Green Trojans. Minute and a half to go, first quarter. 6-0 lead for Green over Harpersville Afton. And the Hornets go left to right. Here is King under center. Wilson is in motion. He gets the handoff. He's going to get to the edge, and there he goes, 45-40 before he's knocked out of bounds. A first down for the Hornets. Great save there by Nate Erickson to catch Josh Wilson on the edge and push him out. Otherwise, it looked like he was about to downshift into fifth gear and take off. So a first down here for the Hornets, and they're in the Green territory once again. The ball down to the 40-yard line. A minute 20 to go here in the first quarter. 6-0 lead for Green over Harpersville Afton. Great game, as we expected here tonight on WCDO. Glad we could bring this one to you. Some other games tonight that we'll be keeping an eye on, of course, is undefeated Unitego visiting Bainbridge Guilford over the hill there at BG High School. And here is Tyler King. Quarterback is going to run for the first time tonight. We got a flag on the play as King gets out of the pocket and maybe picks up 2 yards as he dances over to the right side. And now I'm just going to make a comment. We hadn't seen many flags here so far tonight. This might be our first one of the night, and we'll see who it's on as the officials are having a little conference here before making the call. With 1:11 to go in the first quarter. This one's going to go against the Hornets. A holding call here against H.A. And so this will back up the Hornets another 5 yards. So they find themselves down 6-0. And you wonder, you know, Green has been down before this season. They've had to come back in a couple of games where things were tight. They played that game against Owego where they were trailing the whole second half, ended up losing 20-12. Harpersville Afton has not spent much time this season behind. So you wonder how, you know, coming out here and giving up this touchdown here, a 75-yard TD for the Green Trojans to Coy Austin, we'll see how they react to that. We're under a minute to go here in the first quarter. It's a 1st and 20 as the penalty backs up Harpersville Afton to midfield. And again, they'll hand one off here to Madison Hoover, plugging his way forward. He's only going to pick up about 4 yards on the play. Actually, that was not Hoover. That was Mitchell Wiest barreling his way forward. And that's just the stable of running backs that the Hornets have. Never know who's going to come out of that backfield, whether it's Wilson, Hoover, Wiest. Lots of different options. 25 seconds to go here in this first quarter. A 6-0 lead for Green. 2nd and 16, and it looks like the Hornets are going to get one more playoff here in this first quarter. Tyler King, the quarterback, is under center, snaps, pitches over to Wilson on the far side. Wilson to the 45, dances back up to the 40, still on his feet, and he's brought down at just about the 37-yard line, and time is going to expire here in the first quarter. It'll be a 3rd down when we come back for Harpersville Afton. They find themselves down 6-0. That's right, folks, the Green Trojans leading the Harpersville Afton Hornets 6-0. At the end of the first quarter, I'm Nate Lull. You're listening to Friday Night Football here on WCDO.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area's local athletes.
We live where you live, and we work where you work. We're Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneana. Hi, I'm Lee. We've become known for great customer service and very competitive rates. Our customers have learned that we go the extra mile for you when it comes to all forms of insurance, from car, motorcycle, and RV insurance to homeowners and business insurance. We find the best rates from over 20 carriers, and we offer easy online payments, too. We're your neighbors, Neighbors Insurance, on Route 7, Riverside in Sydney, and Route 7 in Oneana's West End. Call today. 563-9955.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. Nate Lull with you here tonight on CDO. A 6-0 lead for the Green Trojans over the Harpersville Afton Hornets here at Green High School. As we start the second quarter, we flip ends of the field. And a 3rd and 9 is presented here for the Hornets as they now go right to left. And the ball is at the Green 40-yard line. So they are in Green territory, but this is a long 3rd and 9 against a good defense. Wilson will get the handoff, cuts back right to left, and he's got the edge. 1st down and more for Wilson. 20 down to the 10, a stiff arm, and he's just knocked down at about the 5-yard line. Great play there by Josh Wilson. And boy, folks, for a guy who is 5'8", 155 pounds, he is not afraid to get in there and lay the lumber a little bit, as he had a pretty good collision down there. Looks like with Nate Erickson, who was coming over for Green. We hope Erickson is okay as he comes off a little shaken up here for the Trojans. But Wilson with a great run and a 1st down here for Harpersville Afton, and now they are inside the 10-yard line. Actually going to be a 1st and 9 here to start the second quarter, as it's Green 6 and Harpersville Afton nothing. And so this looks like we're going to have a timeout. And this one will be taken by the Harpersville Afton Hornets. So 11:52 to go here in the second quarter. 6-0 lead for Green over the Hornets of Harpersville Afton. We'll step away for 30 seconds on CDO.
Got some fall home improvement plans in mind? Area do-it-yourselfers have relied on Jessup House Building Supplies for everything to build anything. House has hand and power tools for every job by names like Stanley, Makita, and Bostich. Plus, you'll find shingles, plumbing and electrical supplies, corrugated pipe, sheetrock, Sickens deck treatment, paints, and a large supply of lumber. Doors and windows, too. Delivery is available and advice is free. Jessup House Building Supplies is open weekdays 6:30 to 5 and Saturdays until 1. Downtown Sydney Center. And Jessup House has a big selection of stovepipe and insulated chimney systems for the winter heating season.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Harpersville Afton using their 1st timeout, folks. They have 2 timeouts left. Green still with all 3 here in the second quarter. It's 11:52 to go here before the halftime break. A 6-0 lead for Green over Harpersville Afton, but the Hornets are knocking on the doorstep here. The ball is at the 10-yard line. It's a 1st and 9 here for the Hornets as they perhaps can tie this thing up here. Strong moving offense here for Harpersville Afton. Tyler King is under center, drops back, and there's a little fumble here. We'll see who gets it. And at the bottom of the pile, and it's going to be the Green Trojans ball. A little miscommunication there between King and Wilson. The ball is on the turf, and the Trojans are right there to scoop it up. And the 2nd turnover of the night here for H.A. Boy, and that was a big one, because the way this Harpersville Afton offense has been moving the ball, that looked like it was maybe going to be guaranteed points, but the Trojans, great defense there. It was hard to see if it was just, you know, a slip of the hands or if maybe somebody got a hand in there, but either way, great job by the Trojans to fall on that loose ball. So now they go left to right, starting on their own 10-yard line. They'll hand it off to the far side, and Luke Erickson's going to cut back from left to right. He's going to get to the edge and really make something out of nothing, a flag on the play, as he gets up to about the 20-yard line. And Harpersville Afton, it looked like they had him in the backfield, but Erickson, a bruising runner, got to the outside, made the edge, but somebody with a little extra hold in the backfield, and oh, that one was going to be on Green. So this is going to back them up a little bit more here. Is injury on the field here for Harpersville Afton, one of their players shaken up, with 11:34 to go here in the second quarter. 6-0 lead for Green over Harpersville Afton, and we'll see if this is just going to be a quick injury timeout, or if we'll have to step away for a second. As it appears, Coach Petras is out on the field talking to the injured player. Can't quite see who it is. He's resting on his knees at the moment here. And so when we resume, Green is going to be pushed back pretty close to the end zone here after that penalty. And it's going to be a personal foul here as well. I believe has to do with the injury here. Hope everybody is okay here. So we're going to step away for a 30-second break with 11:34 to go in the second quarter. It's Green 6 and Harper's the last and nothing. We'll be right back on CDO.
Looking for a new local body shop that can fix your vehicle fast and right the first time? Try out Thunder Road Collision and Restoration of Gilbertsville. The pros at Thunder Road offer collision repair, custom paint, frame and unibody repair, and classic restorations, all under one roof. They have a brand new state-of-the-art facility that will get your ride looking great in no time. Check out pictures of their amazing restoration work on their Facebook page. Call today at 783-2290. That's 783-2290. Thunder Road Collision and Restoration of Gilbertsville is happy to support local sports on WCDO.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back. The Hornets injured player was Greg Akulis. He did walk off the field. We'll hope he's okay. Maybe just a little shaken up. So the half the distance to the goal penalty is going to back up Green inside their own 10-yard line. It's a 1st and 18 here for the Trojans. They'll try to run it on 1st and 18 to the left side as they go left to right. Nowhere to go there for the Trojans as the HA defense was able to sniff out that run. So Erickson with the run maybe picks up 3 on the play. So this is going to bring up 2nd and 15 as the clock is down to 11 minutes to go before the halftime break. So 2 turnovers here, an interception and a fumble for Harper Zelastin has kept Green with the ball, and of course a 75-yard touchdown catch by Coy Austin is the difference here right now, with Green leading 6-0 here in the second quarter. Play clock is down to 5, and Orzel, the quarterback, is going to keep it here on 2nd and 15, maybe a gain of 1, as that play broke down quickly and he was brought down by Mitchell Wiest of Harper Zelastin. 6:25 to go here, second quarter. And now this will be a 3rd and 12 here for the Green Trojans, and they're backed up again on their own 12-yard line. So this is a tough situation for Green to be in, because you have the lead, and you don't want to do anything silly here to give the ball up, so you might want to just try to get the best field position you can, see if you can get the first down. If not, you try to punt it away and play the field position game. Play clock is down to 10, or Zell. He is going to throw the ball. He goes across the middle, and this one is intercepted here by Tyler King at the 40-yard line. And Tyler King is able to repay Green for the interception that he threw just a couple of series ago, and this is going to give the Hornets excellent field position inside Green territory at the 40-yard line with 9:52 to go in the second quarter. So an interception there by Tyler King. Great job by him. And so Coy Austin had the first interception for Green. Tyler King with the interception back. And we did have the fumble as well for Harpersville Afton. So it's hard to say if, you know, maybe both these teams just decided to be here tonight, or are they playing somebody who is their equal here tonight? And that's the reason why we're having some of the turnovers, is that you're seeing two very good teams face off against each other, and you're not able to always get away with some of those things you do against some of the weaker teams in the division. So here's Harper Zelastin with the ball, and they'll hand it off to Josh Wilson, but he is met by a gang tackle here for the Green Trojans. Breaking through, of course, was Luke Erickson, but Mitchell Walters as well was having a great night up there on the line, and Isaac Haddock was there as well. Great job, as Wilson had full momentum, and it just stopped. It was like he ran into a wall. So 9.5 to go, second quarter, 6-0 lead for Green over Harper Zelastin. 2nd and 11 coming up here for the Hornets. After the interception, Tyler King was able to haul that one in. King now at his quarterback position, trying to get Harper Zelastin their first points of the evening as they are inside Green territory. They're going to hand this one off to Madison Hoover. Cuts to the outside, and again brought down here by the Green Trojans on defense. And again, that was Walters as well as Luke Erickson. And those guys look like a bunch of crazy dogs over on that far side looking for the tackle. Great job. So a 3rd and 10 coming up here for Harper Zelastin. The run game is working so well for the Hornets in the early going, but right now, Green has it all sniffed out. Clock continues to move down to 8:35 to go, second quarter. 6-0 lead for Green over Harper Zelastin. 3rd and 10, Harpersville with the ball. They're inside green territory, just outside the 40-yard line. Here is King again, hands off to Wilson, and again, nowhere to go, driven back by Erickson, as well as Zach Orzel. And Haddock was in there as well, and this green defense, this is the best series they've had here so far tonight, absolutely blowing through the Hornets' defensive line, and this is going to be a 4th and 12, and Harper Zolaston is going to have to punt it away. So after they get that beautiful interception and great field position, they are not able to do anything with it. So 4th and 13, and it looks like they're going to punt it away, but you never know. Maybe we'll see some trickery here. Nope, King is going to punt it into the night sky, and this one is going to take a Harpersville-Afton bounce, and it will be stopped right there by Josh Wilson. And Green is actually going to try to play the ball here in the backfield, but officials are going to blow that dead, so... Green is going to start going left to right with 7:38 to go here in the second quarter. And they are going to stop everything and start the drive here at about the 25-yard line. 7:38 to go in the second quarter, 6-0 lead for Green over Harper's Elafton. And Green, after the punt, is going to start at their own 22-yard line, excuse me. Halftime report is coming up, brought to you by Marabito Energy Products. We'll break down the first half here, get you all those stats that you need, and also take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard. Get you some scores from other games around Section 4 Class D here tonight. So on 1st and 10, Harper's still Afton on defense now. Green trying to run to the far side, and again, just a wall here for the Hornets, and Luke Erickson is brought down. And it's kind of a theme we've seen on both sides, is that the defenses are playing very well, and running the ball is going to be difficult. As we've seen, the one score tonight was on a throw that maybe Harper's Elafton was expecting, maybe they weren't. It was a 75-yard touchdown pass, and Green did throw it into double coverage, and Coy Austin just went up and made a play. And that's been the difference so far here tonight, with the Trojans leading the Hornets 6-0, 7 minutes to go until halftime here under the lights at Green High School. And here is Orzel. He's going to pitch one to Erickson. Running to the right side, cuts it back at the 30, 35, and barrels his way up to the 40, down to the 50. Erickson is still on his feet into Harper's Elafton territory before he's brought down at the 45. Unbelievable carry there for Luke Erickson. I thought he was down about 20 yards before that, and all of a sudden he came booming out of a pile and picked up another 20 yards. And everybody would love to have a guy like Luke Erickson on your team. Just give him the ball and get out of his way. As he just steamrolled through about three Hornets there to pick up an extra 10 to 20 yards on that run. Actually, it looks like there's going to be a foul on the play here, which is going to negate some of that. Still going to be a first down. Well, I think they're actually going to say that he was down back before he broke some of that run free. It was hard to tell. He was in the pile. And they are going to say he was down at about the 41. So the extra... Oh, about 15 yards at the end of that run is taken away, but still the first down, so they move the chains. 6.5 to go here in this second quarter. 6-0 lead for Green over Harper's Elafton, and Green here on 1st and 10. Trying another little quarterback keeper with Zach Orzel. Nowhere to go. Maybe gets back to the line of scrimmage. It'll be a 2nd and 10 coming up. Other games happening around the area tonight. Of course, Unitego is at Bainbridge-Guilford. Elmira Notre Dame is just down the road here at Oxford on Route 12. Whitney Point is at Oneonta, Shenango Valley at Windsor, Tioga at Groton, and Walton at Unadilla Valley. So we'll keep an eye on some of those scores. Break down some of the division records as well to see who might make the playoffs. Hand off here to Erickson on 2nd and 10. He cuts to the left side and just works his way up the midfield before he's tripped up a little shoestring tackle there by the Hornets. So this will be a 3rd and just about 3 yards here. So a 3rd and 3 coming up, actually about a 3rd and 2, as the ball will be right on that green Trojans logo at midfield with 5:27 to go here in this second quarter, and a 6-0 lead for Green over Harper's Elafton. I thought maybe this game would be a little bit more high scoring in this first half, but it's really been the defenses that have been very impressive. We know that both sides have great offense. They've been able to put up the points all year. We talked about some of those stats. Of course, Harper's Elafton has outscored their opponents 253-95 this year. And on the other side, Green has outscored their opponents 208-76. Both teams do have two shutouts on the year, but sometimes against the weaker teams in the division, that's just going to happen. But I didn't quite know exactly how the defense was going to be. So far tonight, both sides have looked very, very good. So 5:27 to go here in the second quarter. This is going to be a third and two here for the Green Trojans with the ball at midfield and a 6-0 lead. And this would be big if they can continue to move the ball and keep it out of the hands of the Hornets here deep in the half and not allow them to get on the board. That would be big, but they need it here. And they're going to take a timeout to talk things over. They had everything all lined up before the coaching staff here for the Trojans wanted to talk things over. We'll take a quick 30-second break with the score Green 6, Harper's Alaska nothing deep in the second quarter here on CDO.
If you're looking for a new career path or to supplement your income, the Sydney McDonald's invites you to stop in for an interview Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. There are a variety of shifts available, and the Sydney McDonald's will work around your kids' school schedules. Apply online. Go to mcstate.com and select the Sydney McDonald's. Remember, open interviews are Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. at the Sydney McDonald's on Delaware Avenue in Sydney. Drive-thru open 24 hours Fridays and Saturdays.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. A timeout taken here by the Green Trojans. So both teams down to two timeouts here in this first half with the score Green 6, Harper's the left and nothing. Of course, both these teams are ranked this week in the New York State Class D football poll. Harper's Alaskan is ranked 4th in the state, and Green is ranked 8th. So those are the two highest-ranked teams in our local coverage area here. Groton is 10th. Unitego is 13th. Elmira Notre Dame is 19th. Those are the teams in Section 4, Class D, that are ranked this week. Tioga, Delhi, and Walton all made the honorable mention. Third and two, and Orzel here is going to pick up the first down and move the chains on another quarterback keeper. Found a seam, and he's into Hornets territory, moving the ball down to about the 44-yard line. Great play there by Orzel, as he shows that senior leadership. And before the break, I said that wouldn't it be nice if you're a Green fan, if they can keep the ball moving, keep the clock moving, keep the ball out of the hands of the Hornets so they don't have a chance to score before halftime. And maybe if you're Green, you could punch it in and get some more points here, because Harper's Alaskan is going to get the ball to start the second half. 4:45 to go here, second quarter, a fumble by Erickson, but he's in the backfield, has time to pick it up, and he's tackled back there for a loss. But great job by Erickson, who just had maybe a hot potato in his hands, lost it there for a second, but was able to scoop it up, had plenty of time, and I'm sure the Trojans are okay with losing 6 yards on the play or so instead of having a fumble. So this will bring up a second and 16, and the ball right back to midfield. Clock continuing to move down to 4:15 to go in the second quarter. 6-0 for the Trojans over the visiting Harper's Alaskan Hornets. So here is the ball at midfield. Here is Orzel. Two wide receivers split out to the left, one to the right. Erickson's in the backfield. Orzel wants to throw on second and 16. Flushed out of the pocket, and he's going to be roped down in the backfield here. Nice job by the Hornets to come flying through. That was Joey Keel on the tackle, as well as Brock Wiest. And Wiest had Orzel kind of just wrapped up, and then the rest of the defense, including Joey Keel, came over, and they were able to bring him down for a loss. So this is going to be third and 26 here for Green. So after picking up that key first down, they have been pushed back on two straight losses into their own territory. Again, they're going left to right. The ball back at the 40 with 3:20 to go until halftime, and a 6-0 lead for Green over Harper's Alaskan. Man in motion here for the Trojans. They'll hand it to him. That's Nate Erickson. Good to see him back on the field after he took a hit earlier in the game, and he'll get right up to about the 50-yard line before he's knocked out of bounds. So this is going to bring up a fourth down here for the Green Trojans right at midfield. He picked up 10 yards, but it's still a 4th and 16 after two huge losses during that series for Green, yards-wise. 3:06 to go, and it looks like they'll punt it away. Now, we did see the first time tonight that Green, we thought they were going to punt. They threw a pass, completed it, and picked up a first down. I don't know if this late in the half, if they're willing to try that gamble again or not. We'll see. as the Trojans looking to punt one away, and this time they will safely punt it down to Harper's left and takes a green bounce and will roll out of bounds at about the 22-yard line here, and that's where Harper Zalapin is going to start it, going right to left with 2:54 to go here before the halftime break. 6-0 lead for Green over the Harper Zalapin Hornets. And you can see this is a physical game, as just right there on that punt, there were several hard hits that maybe didn't need to be delivered by both sides, I would say. And no flags came out on that one. They're letting the boys play a little bit here tonight. So here we go for Harper Zalapin with 2:54 to go before the half. If you're a Hornets fan, you're hoping maybe they can put a little drive together here in the next 2:54 and maybe tie this game up before the halftime break. And here we go. Two wide receivers split out to the left and two to the right as Harper Zalapin deep in their own territory going right to left. Man in motion, and this is going to be Madison Hoover. They're going to hand it off instead to Josh Wilson. Cuts back to the right side before he's tackled and brought down. Gain of about 5 or 6 on the play for Wilson. He's across the 25 and up to about the 27-yard line. I think these are the plays that Wilson normally is able to cut to the outside, make a few juke moves, and get free. But tonight, the Green defense has been right there to bring him down. He's still getting consistent yards, which is great if you're a Hornets fan, but not huge chunks that you normally see him get. 2:20 to go. Second quarter, 6-0 lead for Green over visiting Harper Zalapin. Great Class D Section 4 football game here tonight. 2nd and 4 here for the Hornets. Tyler King is under center, the junior quarterback, to the outside for Wilson. Wilson with a great cutback move, drawing his way forward. Maybe gets back to the line of scrimmage or a gain of 1, but he avoids a loss on the play as the Trojans, again, very, very hungry on defense. And so you see Walters, you see Orzel, see Erickson coming through, and now the Hornets are going to take a timeout. So we'll take a timeout as well. A 6-0 lead for Green over Harper Zalapin. Going to be a 3rd and 4 for Harper Zalapin when we come back on CDO.
With cooler weather on the way, now is the time to think about getting your furnace and those air ducts cleaned for this year's heating season. Hi, this is Kirk Gardner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Clean of Sydney, and I wanted to take a moment to remind you about the basic maintenance of your heating system and home. It is important to do this annually to prevent expensive repairs later on during the winter months. For all your heating, air duct cleaning, plumbing, and electrical work, give me a call at 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. Nate Lowe with you here on CDO. Thanks for joining us tonight. Also on WCDOsports.com. If you're listening out there on our World Wide Web, make sure you fill out our little poll where you're listening from, what team you're cheering for here tonight. I'd like to go back through those and see where all our different listeners across the United States and across the world. It's not... You know, it's not rare that we see somebody from another country that's away on business or certain family, friends listening overseas. So thanks for joining us on WCDOsports.com. Always glad to bring you local sports here. So after the timeout, Harper's Zalapin with one timeout left. And it's going to be basically a 2-minute drive. On 3rd and 4, though, King with the quarterback keeper tried to go up the middle, and Mitchell Walters was right there to meet him like a freight train and drive him backwards. And it's going to be a 4th down here for Harper's Zalapin. Wow, Walters just came gangbusters through the door to bring him down. Great play there, and that's going to bring up 4th down, and Green is going to take a timeout here. So we'll step away once again with the score Green 6, Harper Zalapin nothing. Deep here before halftime, the Trojans with a 6-0 lead. We'll be right back here on CDO.
The Catskill Shed Company is a proud sponsor of high school sports on WCDO. Stop by and see their wide selection of sheds, barns, garages, cabins, and more. Right now, take advantage of their October special, which features no security deposit on rent-to-own sales. That's a $100 savings on 8- and 10-foot-wide buildings, and a $200 savings on 12-foot-wide buildings. Also this month, you can receive a discount on any cash sales paid in full at the time of the order. And you can also receive 10% off all in-stock buildings over 1 year old. So now's the time to save at the Catskill Shed Company. Call 320-5005 or stop by the corner of Routes 7 and 8 in Sydney across from the Speedway. Like them on Facebook for current discounted items. Call the Catskill Shed Company today at 320-5005.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back. The Hornets will punt here on 4th and 5, and Green is going to pick it up in the backfield. Nate Erickson will field it, but a great job there by Josh Patton of Hartsville Acid to go back and make the tackle. With 1:44 to go before the halftime break, with the score Green 6, Hartsville Acid nothing. And I really did think that this was going to be more of a 20-14 type of score at the break, something along those lines. I thought we'd see some more explosive plays, but it's been great defense by both sides, and the difference has been that Coy Austin, about a 70-75-yard touchdown reception, the pass from Zach Orzel, giving the Trojans the 6-0 lead. And now here are the Trojans with the ball, kind of running that gate play once again that we've seen them run from time to time. A direct snap to Walters, and he's going to run for about 4 to 5 yards over on that far side. It's kind of crazy to explain because they have the ball on the right wing. They direct snap it over to the left wing. Walters just took off, and it looks like they're going to set it up here again with 1:25 to go. This time the direct snap is to Coy Austin, and Austin is ripped down. But again, he's able to move forward about 2 to 3 yards here. I think the tricky thing is there's about 3 or 4 guys in the backfield. You don't know where the direct snap is going to go. But Hartsville Afton certainly seems prepared for it here. 3rd and 3 now for the Trojans, with 1:05 to go before the halftime break. Here's the snap, and they'll go to Coy Austin. Pitches to the outside. Austin cuts back. He's got the first down as he lunges his way over the 45 down to the 43 with 54 seconds left. And so the clock will stop while they set the ball. And so this kind of trickery here is interesting. You don't know if the defense is prepared for it or not. Because, again, all the linemen are on the left side of the field. They're snapping the ball on the right side. The ball could certainly go anywhere. Here is Coy Austin, and now Austin's going to throw over the middle, and it's too tall. And we're going to have a flag on the play. And we'll see what the flag is here. I wonder if they're going to call pass interference on the Hartsville Afton secondary. We'll see, with 45 seconds left. And we'll see here for the official signal. I'm going to disagree if it is pass interference. I thought maybe the ball was over and it was well after the play. But the flag is going to be against Green. So 45 seconds to go here in this second quarter, a 6-0 lead. It looked like maybe an ineligible man downfield for the Green Trojans on that play. I thought maybe it was going to be a little far-fetched for a pass interference because the ball had gone completely over the receiver's head and was long gone. No way they could have made a play on it. So the ball is going to be backed up here to just about the 47-yard line. Green is inside Hartsville Afton territory with 45 seconds left and a 6-0 lead. So here we go. Orzel is under center. In the shotgun. Backs up, throws down the wing on the right side, looking for Mitchell Walters, and just a little bit overthrown on that one for the Green Trojans. So we're seeing that the Green Trojans coaching staff not afraid to take some chances here late in the first half. We saw early in the game they weren't afraid to go for it on that fourth down with a little trickery on the punt play that they were able to complete a pass. And now, most coaching staffs maybe would just take a knee and burn some clock and get in with a 6-0 lead, but the Trojans want more. 2nd and 14 here for the Trojans after that penalty did back them up to about midfield. 41 seconds to go before the half, and Green leads 6-0. Here's Orzel, quarterback keeper, tripped up in the backfield, stayed on his feet, lunges forward to get back to about the line of scrimmage. That was Josh Patton, who was breaking through the line there and just tripped up Orzel on the play. Rabideau Energy Products halftime report coming up here as the clock continues to wind down, and I don't think Green is going to be able to get off another play here as they are taking their time, and they are going to let this one run out here. The play clock is about 5 seconds ahead of the game clock here, so that's going to do it for the first half with the score. The Green Trojans 6. The Hartsville Afton Hornets 0. We got a great game here, folks. Section 4 Class D football. It's a defensive battle here tonight, and we'll see what each side brings to the table after they regroup at the halftime break. And stay tuned for the Morabito Energy Product halftime report. Of course, the score here at the half is Green 6, Hartsville Afton nothing. We'll be right back on WCDO.